Supermutt Conditioning. So you may ask, which sales dog is the most successful in sales and makes the most money? The answer to the question varies from industry to industry and from situation to situation. You need a poodle to be able to sell the vision of a new company. Often they are positioning what the company is going to be as opposed to what it really is. In a business-to-business high-tech environment, the Chihuahua may be most successful at handling the tough questions and managing a complicated sale from lead to close. A retriever might be most successful in damaged territories, where rebuilding client confidence and loyalty can be best achieved through customer service-based strategies. Then again, it may be the role of the Basset Hound to come in and instill traditional values in a sales team in order to turn things around. Of course, no one can drum up sales in slow or hard times like the Pit Bull. So which breed is going to sell the most and make the most money? The correct answer is all of them. If you can find the best of breeds in one salesperson, then you have what we call the supermutt. Regardless of the situation or environment, this champion sales dog will be able to survive and thrive. It is not what breed you are that will determine your success. Sales dogs who rely completely on the strength of their own breed without acquiring important qualities of other breeds will ultimately plateau in their sales. It's your ability to leverage your talent while also acquiring the skills of the other breeds that will make you an exceptional sales dog. The more the mutt, the more the money. You must understand your strength and play to it. But through a specialized conditioning process, you can implant the jewels that any breed has to offer. This is the secret to becoming the ultimate supermutt sales dog. The conditioning and training process that I refer to is the repetition of drills and skills that may come naturally to other breeds, but are often foreign and repugnant to you. The conditioning is designed to burn in a sensitivity that may not be there at all. It is almost impossible for most sales dogs to coach themselves. They are on the stage so often that it's hard for them not to be blinded by the lights. I can tell you that in over 15 years of teaching others how to make powerful and effective presentations, this is unfortunately the most common scenario that I experience. Most sales dogs have a lack of perception of what their audience, prospects, and colleagues really think or how they're responding. This phenomenon is the silent killer of sales. These sales dogs blame the environment, the market, the leads, and clients long before they take a good look at themselves in the mirror. With training and coaching, sales dogs get the opportunity to receive crucial feedback. Another critical role of cross-breed conditioning is to counter the inborn fear of being rejected, embarrassed, or humiliated. The reason people are afraid to make mistakes, face objections, or try something new is that they are terrified of public humiliation, looking dumb in front of others. And for many, the fear of public humiliation is even greater than the fear of death. Dogs don't care because they were never laughed at in school, never had their heart broken by a lover, and are rarely punished in front of large numbers of people, and so forth. Therefore, the repetition of key drills and training is designed to heal the open subconscious wounds of the past. Replace those fears with automatic responses that generate excitement, joy, and cash. Big Bone. Many times we blindly believe that all our success is innate or natural. Sometimes we're even arrogant about it. I gotta be me. Every great company in the world researches and adopts the best practices of others in order to grow and remain competitive. A good sales dog must do the same. Pride and ego must never be allowed to hinder the process of acquiring new skills.